The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Packing in the USA.
From the UK to the US, and we say a very good morning to Bob Tarlow.
Thank you, Michael, and good morning, Carmen. The U.S. House of Representatives voted last night to impeach President Donald Trump. The two articles of impeachment indicted Trump on charges of abusing his office and obstructing Congress.
Article 1 is adopted. Article 2 is adopted.
All Republicans, 198 of them, voted against both articles. Two Democrats voted no on the first. Three of them did on the second. The two sides debated the articles for 11 angry hours leading up to the vote.
The evidence is overwhelming that he withheld military aid approved by Congress.
The majority has not found a single shred of evidence, only second, third, fourth hand information.
No one in America could do what Donald Trump did and get away with it.
That's a bunch of bunk.
And Michael, those were Republicans and Democrats going at it on the House floor yesterday.
But it's what's happening next that's producing the unexpected drama this morning.
That's right. The president, as you know, is to be tried in the Republican-majority Senate. But last night, after the vote, Speaker Nancy Pelosi warned that the House may not immediately transmit articles of impeachment to the Senate. That has to happen for a trial to start. The Democrats could delay sending those impeachment articles to the other side of the Capitol until Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees to run a fairer process, including perhaps calling witnesses and releasing documents.
We'll make a decision as a group, as we always have, as we go along.
That's Nancy Pelosi. And this morning, McConnell is saying the Democrats might be getting cold feet over what he calls their shoddy case. Trump tweets, Pelosi feels her phony impeachment hoax is so pathetic, she's afraid to present it to the Senate. And Michael and Carmen, there is this other possibility. Democrats may never transmit the articles to the Senate, denying Trump the opportunity to celebrate a Senate acquittal during an election year.
All eyes on Washington at the moment. Bob, have a good weekend.
You too. See you Monday.